We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
John Percy is joining us this morning, president and CEO of Destination Niagara USA. It's a big step today for cross-border travel with Canada, the lifting of the PCR testing requirement for Canadians on their return trip back into Canada, as long as those trips are less than 72 hours. John, good morning. This is probably like a new day for you. Do you feel a weight being lifted off your shoulders?
Oh, absolutely. Good morning to both of you. It's nice to be with you. You know, it's a great day, especially heading into, you know, the thick of the holiday season and that shopping season. And Canadians are our best, you know, shoppers for sure in this area. The Canadian market loves Western New York for shopping. And we have one of the, you know, top shopping destinations in Niagara County at Fashion Outlets. And so I know they're very happy this morning, as are we, in hearing these restrictions being lifted. It's nice to see one more obstacle removed so that can open up that flow of traffic.
Yeah, this has kind of been, you know, one big burden and barrier for people who might want to make a shopping trip, just a quick visit for whatever it might be across the border. You know, I'm interested in the period of time between when, you know, Canada allowed or, you know, people to come into the U.S. and then a little bit later on, we saw the U.S. allowing Canadians to cross. It's been a couple of weeks at least since then. Have you seen much of an impact in Canadians actually coming into the U.S. Since then or not because of this testing?
Not much, Brian. You know, I think it's anytime there's an obstacle like that, I think people are more apprehensive. And of course, they've been, you know, bottlenecked for 2 years, as we all have, you know, during this period, or, you know, good solid 18, 19, 20 months. So to have that obstacle there, I think you almost become very habitual. We can't go, we can't go, we can't go. So it's going to take, we knew it was going to take some time anyways for them to get back into that normal flow and ease of crossing the border. Again, this ease of restrictions or restriction is really, you know, welcome news, because there again, it just wipes away any apprehension, you know, from a Canadian that wants to cross over for whatever reason. Like you said, you know, if it's medical treatment, you know, a lot of our Canadians even frequent, you know, our hospitals and so forth here because of the ease of access and ease of getting appointments and treatments and so forth that happens at Niagara Falls Memorial Medical Center. But again, shopping is their number one reason for crossing into Western New York, and we welcome that because it's millions of dollars into our local economy for sure.
You know, I hate to even mention this, but you're hearing the news. Do you worry at all that the Omicron variant could see more restrictions coming back?
You know, isn't this just such a fluid thing? I mean, we think we're, you know, two steps ahead, and then we get thrown back three steps back. And, you know, I think that's been like this for 18, 19 months. Of course, we're worried, you know, in the travel industry. I watch it, you know, almost minute by minute, day by day, seeing what's happening around our country, what's happening with airlines. You know, it affects all of us in the travel industry. And of course, we are concerned for yet another variant and what the likelihood of that's going to be and where the severity of that is really what we're watching to see how severe that is. Because the Delta variant, you know, we were very concerned about that. It didn't seem to be as impactful as, you know, we first thought. And hopefully this is not as severe as, you know, it's first being introduced. So, of course, watch with caution every day and every minute.
All that being said, though, I'm sure you've heard from a lot of people who are ready. They're, you know, itching to get out there and take advantage of some of these reduced restrictions. I know, you know, in traveling a little bit, whenever I'm going anywhere myself, you see a lot of people, whether it's at the airport or, you know, in somewhere where there's a lot of people maybe not from that area. And people are ready to get out. They want to.
They are. I mean, look at Americans. I mean, we had one of our best summers. I mean, I never expected, you know, again, talk about the fluidity of this. I mean, it just 9-10 months ago facing the summer, you know, what were we going to have? Is it going to be, of course, never a normal year, but is it going to be back to some normalcy? And we ended up having, you know, a very decent, if not phenomenal summer compared to what we thought or what we projected for sure. And so people, you know, are anxious. I think travel is always the first thing that people want to do. We don't like to be confined, and we love to get out and see the world. And so it's been good for us because we have been a drive destination. We have been Americans that could not travel abroad, you know, had to stay domestically. And we were able to take advantage of that this summer. Many of our hotels and partners exceeded 2019 numbers. So, and that's without Canadians, that's without international travel, that's without convention groups, et cetera. So that's just a transient, you know, family traveler. So it's been a phenomenal year, better than some destinations. Now, your more urban destinations have had a very difficult time this year in getting back to a more normal level. And so it is going to take some time still for it to work itself out as far as all of travel. But when I've been on many planes, and the airports are packed. Every plane I've been on has been packed. So it does seem to be getting back to some more normal levels.
John, are you launching any kind of marketing campaign to remind Canadians that they can come over now?
We are going to be reaching out via our social networks. And welcoming, you know, our friends and neighbors to the north. You know, we don't consider that an international border, even though it is. You know, it's like just like a neighborhood that's been cut off by a 500-foot bridge that's been closed down, or, you know, the border being closed down. So we really treat them as friends and neighbors, and we will be reaching out and welcoming them back via whatever channels we have available to us right now quickly, because, you know, again, this is so fluid, it's hard to even plan a campaign and have it out immediate, but through our social networks for sure, and reaching out to those customers and friends to the north.
Well, we wish you the best of luck, and hopefully Canadians are coming across the border more frequently for the holiday shopping season. John, thanks so much. That's John Percy, President and CEO of Destination Niagara.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.